my guests got revelation while in heaven of the most powerful words in the Bible. They literally are going to move mountains and make hell tremble. Next.
Hello, Sid Roth here, and I'm with one of my favorite guests, Dr. Kevin Zadi. Kevin, for those that don't know, was minding his own business, went to the dentist, they put him under anesthesia, and he dies, and he goes to heaven. But he had so much revelation downloaded to him that he came back to Earth to share these revelations. Now, how would you like to be escorted by an angel to heaven to a special room called the Revelation Room? Tell me about that encounter.
Sid, I know I did not expect this to happen, but I woke up one night and I realized my wife was there, so I knew where I was in my house, but then I saw a man standing at the foot of my bed, and he was ornamented, and I had seen someone like him only one other time. He was an angel, but it was a certain type of angel, and he was very, very beautiful and handsome, but he had this embroidered garment on that I've never seen before. He grabbed me. He said, I've been asked to escort you to the room of revelation. The Lord wants to teach you how to wait on him. So he grabbed me, and I was at the speed of light, and we went somewhere, and I don't know where it was, but I felt like my body went with me. I don't feel like I left anything in my bed. So I don't know if I did take my body or not, but this is what happened. When I got into that place, I walked right into this huge room, but it was an elevator, but it was like an extra large elevator, like you would say, a very large room. And Jesus was standing in there. So me and the angel came in, and Jesus smiled, and he goes, "Let us wait on the Father." And I said, "Okay." And he bowed his head. So I looked at the angel, and he bowed his head. So I just bowed my head too. So as we bowed our head, I felt the floor start rising up. And you know how with the elevator, it starts to accelerate? Well, I felt that. And then all of a sudden, I felt like we're going really high. So I looked at Jesus, and he looked up at me, and I go, "Well, when should we stop?" He goes, "That's up to you. How high do you want to go?" So I thought, okay, well, I'll just wait a little longer. Well, when we stopped, because I lifted my head up, I said, okay, the door opens up to this room, and I looked out, and I could see the earth down below us and all the city lights for the countries and everything and continents. And the Lord says, "See, your problems, from my perspective, are very small." And he said, "This is where you need to go, and you need to tell the people to come here to this room of revelation and wait on me so that you can see your world through the eyes of God from his perspective." And he said, when we wait on him, he can speak to us. But he said, many voices are challenging for our time and our attention. And he was talking about the media and things that happen around us. So he said, we've got to come to this room and see things from God's perspective. And I saw, Sid, in a flash, that not only did I finish my life and I was successful at everything that God asked me to do, I saw that many, many people were affected by the fact that I had come back and that I had just spoken the truth and I had loved people and walked them in to the truth. So I saw the end from the beginning just like that. And I want that for everyone. And Jesus showed me that this is what we need to do. We need to bring back waiting on the Lord. We need to come back to that.
I hear the phrase a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a how-to guy.
Yeah.
How do you wait on the Lord?
The first thing that Jesus told me was we've got to control our environment. So there it's true. We can slip away for 10 minutes and say no phone, no communications, no outside influence, and get full immersion. He called it full immersion for 10 minutes. And he said, if you get rid of all the other voices, he said, the voice of the Father will come up clearly.
So what happens when you have a thought of, oh, I parked in the wrong parking place, while you're waiting on God? What do you do?
That's exactly it. I just say, well, I'll get to that later. And I pull it down, because see, Paul said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then he said, any thought bringing it into the obedience of Christ. So even a thought. So I arrest it. I take it, handcuff it, throw it out of the room, and I wait for 10 minutes, and I don't allow these things to dictate my consciousness at the time. You know, my whole spirit is given over to God.
Yeah, but Kevin, you have been, you've gone to heaven, you died, you went through that experience. Oh, what about the average person? Is this for everyone?
This is for everyone, Sid. And you know what? If I ever thought that any of the ministry or my stories would get people to think, well, that's just Kevin, I have failed, because this is not why I was sent back. I was sent back to even the playing field with everybody. I was sent back. Jesus told me, go back and tell them what you saw and what you heard, that this is for everyone.
And I have to tell you, Kevin, you have written many books, best-selling books. But as far as I'm concerned, this is the most important book you have ever written. It's got to do with what you call, or I'm sure God calls, power words. Tell me a bit about the power words.
Well, it's interesting, Sid, that I have tried to write this book for a while, and it's been delayed, but it's time now. And what I was shown in heaven was is that literally Jesus said, this is how everything started. It started with words. God sat on his throne, and he spoke, and the worlds were framed with his words. And that's everything exists now, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, is because God framed it. He said it, and everything we see now is in existence. So words are very important. And so Jesus reiterated to me that Mark 11, 23 and 24 were still very important. So these words, these power words, are important because they release from the heavenly realm into this physical realm. He said that the enemy wants those words erased from our vocabulary.
Now, there's so many words you deal with.
Yeah.
Believer's destiny, repentance, the purpose. Define the purpose of these power words.
The purpose of these power words is literally to establish the kingdom of God in this realm. It's already established in heaven, but God needs his people to proclaim these things, and the vibration of those words coming out into this realm, it starts to frame and create, and it also enforces what God has already done. And I saw that in Genesis first chapter, that the Spirit of God was hovering over the earth. So when God through Jesus Christ revealed this to me about the power words, he showed me the vibration of the Spirit of God hovering or brooding. It was the word there in Hebrew is vibration, vibrated. And that's how the words, when they were spoken, it formed. And I can sense it right now. Said, I feel the brooding of the Spirit right now. And I in my spirit, I can sense those words that need to be said.
Is this why he says kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God? Our purpose is to declare it. Is that part of what he means?
Yes, it is. And Sid, I'm telling you, there's words that he gave me in this book that are beyond like what you would hear. He went beyond and said the word dominion. And that we're used to hearing the word authority, you know, but dominion is a stronger word because it has to do with a king, a kingdom, and his domain. And so I'm seeing this book is being released at a time where we're going to see a step up in the atmosphere of heaven on the earth in this coming year.
You say actually these words paralyze the enemy and cause supernatural shifts. You've seen from heaven how these words are operating here on earth.
Yes, Sid, when you mention like repentance and the blood of Jesus, or talking about dominion, or the believer's destiny, I saw waves coming out. They were shock waves from the words. They were hitting demons, and demons were acting like they got shot, like they had been hit with something. And they were confused. They actually literally started to look confused, like they were stunned. So I thought, man, I gotta tell people about these words, because it looks like a lot of these words are being extracted from the Christian's vocabulary these days because they think they're offensive, like the blood, you know, blood of Jesus and crucified life, you know, things
well,
like that.
What happens in the invisible world when a believer knows, and that's what you do,
yeah,
he teaches about these words. You see, it's not just some magic thing where you say a word. You have to understand deep, deep, deep within what these words mean. You say, not just people you see on TV, every believer, no matter what your circumstances, is called to demonstrate the kingdom, is called to walk in the government of God, is called to present. There are people that you know that Kevin and I will never talk to, we'll never even know them, that there is no better person on the planet than you.
Your relationship with God is your ministry. This next move is not about just the fivefold ministry. This next move of God is about the believer. The believing ones shall have these signs following them. This next move is about the believer and their relationship with their Father God and moving out and doing the works of Jesus. And I saw this. I saw that everyone is valuable. They're sitting in their homes right now. And it's single mothers with their baby. And they have just as much power in their words when they release these into this realm.
Before you got into ministry, for many years, you were a flight attendant. How did this vibration on these words affect you just being a flight attendant?
Well, I was sink or swim for me. I was already trained for ministry, had been to college many years, and was already invited. And then all of a sudden, I'm thrown into this secular job. You would say, I was in the marketplace. I had a sink or swim right then and there. I had to swim, and I'm telling you, every day I had to start using these words. And I would have literally, I'd go to the hotels, and I'd start saying these words and praying, and literally things would start falling off the shelves. Things would start fights would break out outside of my hotel room. I would have all kinds of manifestations, and I would just pace the floors and pray in the spirit, and then I would have these words come up, and I would start to proclaim those words, and it started to unravel whatever was working behind the scenes in the place I was at. So when I would go to work, same thing. I would start praying over all the drinks as I would serve the people. I started praying over them, and then I'd start prophesying to the businessmen. I'd start giving them words, and people start crying. They said, there's no way you could know what you just said. And they would give their life to the Lord. I would just grab their hand right there and lead them to the Lord real quickly. And this happened many times. And I realized that the believing ones should stand up in the marketplace and minister, that this is my relationship with God. I didn't need a pulpit.
But you were out in the public.
Yeah.
Every day seeing strangers. Well, what about a stay-at-home mom? What about a man that works from his home with his computer? He's not even crossing a lot of people's paths.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because I had a vision, because I wondered the same thing, but I had a vision of a young lady. She was a single mom with a baby in her arms, and she was watching Sid Roth. She was watching a show, and she was pacing back and forth, and she got built up in faith. And all of a sudden she said, you know what, on my watch, we're not gonna have it this way. I'm coming up against the devil. And she started fighting the devil from her living room with a baby, feeding a baby. And I realized this is the warriors of the coming year. This is the warriors of this next move of God. It's the believer. You can do this from your house.
In a moment, Kevin's going to demonstrate how to use some of these power words from Scripture to paralyze the enemy and fill your book of life.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
I'm here with Dr. Kevin Zadi, and Kevin is releasing revelation he had on the power words from the Bible. And he got this revelation in heaven. And one of the words that people don't think that much about, but it's so powerful, is resurrection.
Yes, sir. And resurrection has to do with Jesus, of course, you know, rising from the dead. But then that power that rose him to and sat him at the right hand of God is an amazing power, too. I also had revelation of the resurrection as far as it has to do with us walking on this earth like Enoch did, because I saw that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead, the Apostle Paul said, is in us, and that it would even quicken our mortal bodies. I mean, think about that, that there would be a transference from the spiritual, the spiritual into the physical body.
And in those ways, we would be healed.
Right.
And given supernatural strength and vitality.
Yeah, so every day at my job, I had to tap into that, thinking about Moses. The Lord said, think about Moses and me being on the mountain, he said, and think about what it was like for them to be standing there. And Moses didn't age. In fact, God had to tell him it's time to die. He wouldn't die. At 120, he wouldn't die. And said, Jesus said to me, I can walk in divine life. He said, there's healing, there's divine health, and there's divine life. Moses experienced divine life. So resurrection power is something that we have not tapped into. But if you study people like John G. Lake and Smith Wigglesworth, to name two, they learned to tap into this, and they had notable miracles in their ministry. But see, how many of us today see those kind of results? Jesus said it has to do with the power word, resurrection. We need to emphasize this. Satan does not want us to mention resurrection.
So you're minding your own business on an airplane and someone dies. Tell me about a real resurrection.
Well, that happened just a couple of years that I was with the airline, and they had been dead for a while because there was no blood in there. You could see any blood flow. So we put them on the floor. I guess they thought that it was a husband, and the wife said, I thought he was sleeping, but he's been dead for a while. He's cold. Mm-hmm. And so we put him out on the floor, and we have to very quickly do CPR and do everything. I cannot pronounce him dead. So I started to pray over him because I was waiting for the CPR equipment. And the wife said, yeah, you can pray for him. I said, you're a Christian, aren't you? And she said, yes. So out of my mouth, when I prayed, instead of praying, Lord, you know, we just give this man to you, out of my mouth said, come back in the name of Jesus. And at that very moment, he opened his eyes and he got his color back. So I know that he was dead. Even though I don't have a death certificate or anything to prove that, I saw that the words out of my mouth commanded resurrection. And that man walked off the airplane without a wheelchair or any assistance.
The devil, you pointed it out, tries to strip these words from our vocabulary. Why would he want to strip resurrection from our vocabulary?
Well, Sid, what we don't realize that we're going to from now on is that we are literally children of God, and it has been given to us, as it says in John chapter 1, verse 12. It says that those who embraced him, Jesus, he gave them the power, which is the word authority, to become children of God. See, we have been given that authority. So when we speak, we are representing God. Doesn't it even say that when we speak, we should speak as though we're speaking the very oracles of God? And doesn't it even say in Ephesians 5 that we are to be imitators of God as dearly loved children? So when we speak these words, we have the same authority that Jesus had when he walked on the earth. Now, what I just said, some people would just come against that. But see, that is where we're at. We need to get back into those ancient paths of walking in the Spirit and speaking the words. So we need to stay in this place of resurrection power every day, tapping into it, taking a sip, a drink, a bite, whatever it is, that the word of the Lord that comes to you, that's bread from heaven. But then you can drink of the Spirit of God. You continue to feed on yourself on the word of God, and you tap into that resurrection power, and the devil will look at you, and he does not have a plan B. He doesn't know what he's going to do if you don't wear out. See, isn't it true that it says that in the book of Revelation, that he was wearing out the saints? In the book of Revelation, that was his goal.
Right.
So I know that. And now I'm going to tell everybody all over the world, you cannot let him wear you out. You got to stay in the ring of God, where God will win every time.
Yeah, you know, it's almost unfair. This man has got so much revelation on these power words, I can't do justice to it on this show. I really pray you get a hold of this and you give the devil his marching orders. March out.
Kevin Zadai died on an operating table and was taken behind the heavenly veil. The Lord revealed to him certain power words that can release the supernatural power of heaven and bind the strategies of hell. Now he wants to unveil this divine secret to you. Call now and get Kevin Zadai's brand new book, Mystery of the Power Words, and his anointed three-part audio teaching series, How to Outlast the Devil. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9723. Through Kevin Zadai's brand new book, Mystery of the Power Words, he reveals to you the timeless power words revealed to him by God when he had his heavenly encounter. These power words will assist you to discover God's divine strategies to help you operate in the supernatural. Understand God's pathways for walking out your God-given destiny on earth. Access the battle strategies of heaven that reveal God's intent for your life. Decode the veil of secrecy that surrounds the power words that God wants you to understand and boldly speak. Clearly discern God's perfect will for you and your family. Identify and defeat the enemies of your advancement. Establish a link between praying in tongues and walking in kingdom dominion. Learn how to live in the protection of Jesus where the enemy can't reach you. Through this revelation, you will experience the defeat of demonic powers, the healing of disease, the acceleration of financial increase, the overcoming of temptation, and the demolishing of strongholds.
The Lord has given me so much revelation concerning certain words that Satan does not want the Christians to talk about or even speak. In this book, I go through it step by step, how important these words are, and then how to use them effectively against the enemy.
You will also receive Kevin's anointed three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Outlast the Devil. Through this teaching, you will understand how to apply the concepts and principles of the power words in your life. Kevin will provide a detailed explanation of the devil's strategy against your life, equip you with the specific prayers to go from breakthrough to overthrowing every attack of the enemy. Kevin prays for you to receive a special impartation of understanding your importance and position in God's plan. You will fully understand the authority that has been given to you through Jesus. You will be equipped to overcome any assault the enemy tries to throw at you.
Well, God laughs at the devil. It's time for you to start laughing at the devil, the toothless wonder that has a lot of bark and no bite.
The mystery of the power words reveals that when these are spoken, I saw that demons are literally paralyzed, that they fear people on this earth.
Don't miss out on getting Kevin Zadai's brand new book, Mystery of the Power Words, and his anointed three-part audio teaching series, How to Outlast the Devil. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9723. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9723 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.